Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the Pivot Point podcast.
Yes, we're finally here. I can't believe it's actually happening.
I know, right? It's been a long time coming. I'm Briggs.
And I'm Nia. So excited to be here with you all.
Today we're diving into a topic that's really important to us, reentering society after incarceration.
Yeah, it's such a critical issue that doesn't get enough attention.
Absolutely. There's this new guide called Pivot Point that just came out. You heard about it?
Actually, I was just reading it last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's packed with resources on employment, housing, legal aid, education, you name it.
That's awesome. And you know me, I was immediately drawn to the parts about AI tools for job and skill development.
Of course you were.
What can I say? Tech is my thing.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, these AI tools can make a huge difference in helping people gain new skills.
Do you really think they're accessible to someone who's just gotten out?
Well, with the right support, they can be pretty accessible.
I'm not so sure. Technology can be intimidating.
That's true, but that's where mentorship and guidance come in.
Maybe. But we can't overlook the basics like job training and placement programs.
Absolutely. Those are crucial.
And creating a resume from scratch can be really daunting.
Exactly. That's why AI-powered resume builders can be so helpful.
I can see how that saves time.
Yes, and it helps present yourself professionally.
Yeah, that's so important during a job search.
Right. First impressions matter.
Uh-huh. But what about those who aren't tech savvy?
That's where support programs come in. They can guide people through using these tools.
I guess with the right help, it could be really beneficial.
Absolutely.
Anyway, finding housing is another huge hurdle.
Definitely. The guide includes resources for transitional and supportive housing.
It even has resources specifically for Native American communities, which is so important.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Addressing the unique challenges different communities face is key.
Agreed. Tailoring assistance makes all the difference.
Uh-huh. And the legal aid section is really comprehensive.
Navigating the legal system can be so overwhelming.
Tell me about it. Understanding your rights is empowering.
Totally. But legal jargon can be a barrier.
Exactly. That's why legal aid services are so important. They help break it down.
Right, right.
And the practical checklist in the guide is super helpful.
What's on it?
Things like checking in with bondsmen, knowing court dates, securing identification.
Those are essential steps.
Exactly. Sometimes people don't even know where to start. You know, the emotional aspect of reentry is huge too.
Absolutely. Mental health services are critical.
Yes. Adjusting to society after incarceration isn't just about logistics.
It's also about rebuilding relationships and self-identity.
Right. It's a lot to handle.
Definitely. That's why having a support network is so important.
Family, friends, mentors, they can make a big difference.
Exactly.
Oh, and the educational opportunities are amazing. GED programs, vocational training.
And let's not forget skill development in areas like AI.
There you go again.
What? Knowledge is power.
I can't argue with that. But we need to ensure these programs are accessible.
Absolutely. Maybe community organizations can help bridge that gap.
That's a great idea.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What?
It would be awesome if we could get someone on the show who's actually used these resources.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Right? Hearing about their experiences firsthand would be so insightful.
Definitely. It would really bring these issues to life.
Absolutely.
Changing gears a bit, what's your take on integrating technology into reentry programs?
Well, you know, I'm all for it.
Even if it might be intimidating for some?
Yes, because it, with the right support, technology can open doors.
Maybe you're right.
I usually am.
I don't get ahead of yourself.
Too late.
But seriously, we have to balance technology with the human element.
Agreed. It's about enhancing, not replacing.
Exactly.
Oh, did you see the section about AI-enhanced interview preparation?
Actually, I did.
Isn't that cool? Platforms that simulate interviews and provide feedback.
That's actually pretty neat.
See, technology strikes again.
Okay. You've made your point. Well, we've covered a lot today.
Yeah, from employment to housing to education, and of course, your favorite, AI.
Hey, now it's the future.
I know.
So before we wrap up, any final thoughts?
I just hope that resources like the Pivot Point Guide get into the hands of those who need them.
Absolutely. And that communities come together to support individuals in their transition.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
See, we do agree sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, let's call it a day.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
We'll catch you next time on the Pivot Point Podcast.
Bye.